Node 5001 5 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node 5 0 6 9 8 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node 4 7 3 3 9 0 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node K 2 P C B-P disconnected. Node K2PCB-P connected to node 4 7 3 3 8.
K2PCB, K2PCB, KC2PET. Might have to switch something there, Travis. If that's you, I've got no audio.
All right, how's that? Test 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that was better. Was that something with the truck, or DV switch again?
No, I'm going to say DV switch. I was connected to the Wi-Fi of the truck, and I disconnected it before, and it doesn't switch over. That's why I stopped using the Wi-Fi in the truck. It's good for the integrated apps, and Lynn takes advantage of it, but it can't handle going back and forth between the truck and Wi-Fi. It just, yeah, I don't think it's the phone. That, again, for everything else, it works fine. Yeah, so we're back in there. How was your weekend? Good morning. K2PCB.
Oh, it's pretty good. Busy, but pretty good. Megan had a good Mother's Day, so that was a good good Sunday afternoon, evening, and morning. So took her to, she had breakfast in bed. Had the, she wanted to go to the Pink Cow. I'm like, okay, we can go there. So we went to the Pink Cow, I think, after lunch. And then we got, she likes the Bloomfield in Lancaster, so she got takeout from there. I went and dropped Megan's mother's, her Mother's Day gift off to her mother on the way around. And the loop I took to go pick up the takeout. So, yeah, other than that, yeah, it's a pretty busy weekend. And we had our installation dinner for fire department Saturday. That was okay. I wasn't too impressed with the food. The food was actually not too tasty. And they had roast beef there and stuff. That was really tough to eat, and that was really chewy. And yeah, just all around, it was a very good food experience there.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's unfortunate. Well, hopefully you made up for it with the festivities. The, you know, what do you guys do? The award ceremony, the obviously the installation, and maybe some dancing and some fun. Hopefully got some of that. Yeah, I did something similar. We met up with my mom for lunch, and Lynn and I did a lot of running around this weekend. We were out in Rochester on Saturday, and we went out for lunch out there. You mentioned Bloomfields. I can sort of picture that name, but I can't put a building to that. Where is that again?
That's on by Aurora and Broadway. Right on the corner. across from Panora's Pizzeria there. Not Panora's, what's the other one? I'm trying to think of the other pizzeria. It's right there by the D&L Plaza.
Okay. You might be right when you say across from Panora's. Across from Panora's or, My Little Margie's, is that other corner there? Is that where we're talking?
Yeah, it's right there by, like, that, I guess you want to call it, like, a Five Corners type deal. Yeah. So we're talking the same spot. Yeah, they've, Megan's gluten-free, so they do a lot of gluten-free stuff. So their menu is really expanded. Man, she loves it. And I guess it tastes really good, so she goes there quite a bit when she would just want, you know, so if you can just get takeout, I'm like, yeah, I can get it. And she usually goes there.
Okay. Yeah, the last time I was in there, I believe it was a different name, and they were known for their burgers. They had all these fancy decadent-style burgers, but I haven't been in there since. That was like 10 years ago. Is it the same kind of menu, or is it completely different?
I would assume probably about the same, other than the gluten-free stuff that they've added. I think the menu is pretty much the same. Like I said, they got a whole section. They do, chicken fingers, chicken wings, gluten-free pastas. They got like a whole like a section of their menu just for that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I know it's too. A lot of places too. They're starting to do gluten-free. It's really taking off. And I guess a lot of people have allergy to it, so I guess it's and it's a something that. You know, if they can make money off it, I guess they can. I guess it's just a learning curve on how to cook it. But once you get it down, I guess it's pretty good. I've had some gluten-free stuff with Megan's, and it's actually not bad. You know, the taste, the texture is a little different. But other than that, I would say that it's pretty close to what you taste pretty much normal if you had gluten in it with or without the wheat in it.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever, I'm sure I've had it, but I've never seeked it out on purpose. Yeah, not that you've had a lot of time here, but I'll give another quick call for KR4DGA. Yeah, I don't know if I should disconnect from him and just wait for him to be connected again or come up with some evening schedule that might work out better.
Yeah, probably evenings will be better. Sounds like he's busy during the day. So you can probably disconnect from them if you want.
Yeah, so I should be just connected to you now.
Node K2PCB-P disconnected. Node K2PCB-P connected to node 47338.
Okay, I'm back.
Node 5069.
Yeah, back to the our installation dinner. We didn't even stay that long. It was very, after the awards, we were there for already for, it was like 9 o'clock when everything was done. And, you know, of course we had to go pay the babysitter. And I told her, after Megan, do you want to stay? She's like, she get home, you know. Very approaching the, our limit's like $50 on a babysitter, so. I'm like, all right, so we just, pretty much after the awards and dinner and everything, and we didn't get to the music part, we just laughed at that point, so. It is what it is, though, so. Yeah, I don't think they even stayed there that long. I know, we had our neighboring Crittenden was standing by for us, and I don't know, I guess we don't really put too much of a burden on them for too long for a stay to buy. You know, that's a long night. You know, they were there until 11 midnight, I think, so that's a long night, so try to get back and hopefully all the alcohol wears off and we can get back to our normal firefighter duties.
So I'm curious, what's the average rate for a babysitter these days?
Well, it's probably around $15 an hour, I would say. I don't know if that includes you feed them too or not, but Megan paid about 45, so it's close to 50. So yeah, was that about 13? Yeah, about $15, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a need to do that, and what Lynn does, she doesn't get paid by the hour or visit. Her niece buys her stuff, gift cards or things she sees out and about and compensates her in a different way. It's not a lot of time. It's like, 2 hours a week. Nothing major. All right. I've got 6:43, so maybe it's about time to sign and head in. So I'll make this my final. This is K2PTV. I'll listen out, and I'll see you on the inside.
All right, Travis. Yeah, we'll get Mark in there someday. We have to figure out his schedule. And, it might have to be an evening thing. Maybe I'll have to set in just a night aside to talk, chat for a little while. We can all link up together. But I'll have to ask Mark about that, too. And his evenings might be busy, too. I don't know how old his kids are, but I'm usually busy at night with homework with Evelyn. I take care of the homework part of things for her. So, all right, I'll see you at work. KC2PET, clear.
All right, K2PCB, clear.
Node 50698 connected to node 47338. Node 47339 connected to node 47338. Node K2PCB-P disconnected.